As the state opens up its borders and businesses, the demand for COVID-19 testing is going up. That demand may have eased ever so slightly with Governor Janet Mills' announcement today that visitors from New Jersey, Connecticut, and New York will no longer have to undergo testing or quarantine to come to Maine. But as Jennifer Mitchell reports, some are reporting that it's still extremely difficult to get a test.
Mark Jarnick of New Harbor, Maine, is looking forward to a visit from his son who lives in Connecticut. That visit was suddenly made a whole lot easier with the governor's announcement exempting travelers from Connecticut from either a 14-day quarantine or the acquisition of a negative COVID test. But until that very moment, the family was facing some hard choices because Jarnick says they could not find a place either in Connecticut or in Maine that would do the test for an asymptomatic person who simply needed clearance for travel to Maine.
It's very frustrating when they say, I listen to the Dr. Shaw and the governor talk about how testing is becoming more widely available, but it hasn't been my experience that's true.
And he's not alone. Maine Public has received multiple reports from people who say they are unable to get a test even when returning from out of state. And if they're able to get the test, the results take a week or more to come back. During Wednesday's Maine CDC briefing, Department of Health and Human Services Commissioner Jean Lambrew reiterated that the state's standing test order covers those with symptoms, those at elevated risk, including those coming from high-risk states, and certain high-risk minority communities. But Jarnick says his neighbor, who just returned to Maine after spending 6 months in Florida in a higher infection zone, also had trouble getting a test.
And basically had to lie and say she was experiencing some symptoms in order to get tested. We'd like to keep Maine's COVID rate low, but people need to help us keep it low.
One group that's finding itself right in the middle of the issue is the state's hospitality industry. Late last month, Governor Janet Mills cleared the way for hotels to host out-of-state guests who did not quarantine, as long as those visitors obtained a negative COVID test within 72 hours of arrival. They must also fill out and sign a certificate promising that they are in compliance with the law. Initially, Sarah Diamond, owner of the Beachmere Inn in Ogunquit, says she was directing visitors to local urgent care centers to get testing upon arrival.
But as of right now, according to a guest I talked to last night, you really can't get a test unless you have symptoms or a doctor's order.
Diamond says she's now changed tactics and is trying to help visitors locate testing in their home state before they come. She says one visitor due to arrive from Washington, D.C. on Thursday stood in line for almost 4 hours to get her test. And whether she gets the results back in time is anyone's guess.
You know, what happens to all these hotels when somebody says, well, I can't get my test back in time, so I'm canceling, and it's the morning of their arrival? Okay, so now I've just lost a 3- or 4-night reservation that is kind of desperately needed right now.
We're working with the state to try to iron some of those things out, but there's no question that hospitals are still short on testing supplies.
Stephen Michaud is president of the Maine Hospital Association. He says hospitals and clinics across the country are having to prioritize certain tests, such as for those who have symptoms, those who have been exposed to COVID-19 or are directed by a doctor to get tested, and for healthcare workers. Maine, he says, is no different, despite recent efforts by the state to expand testing capacity with IDEXX laboratories. And Michaud says as other states, such as Texas, reopen and experience a surge in cases, the materials needed for those test kits are being impacted even further.
Without a doubt, we're already starting to feel that a little bit, where, again, we've made huge progress because of what the administration did with IDEXX, but we're already starting to see that those big, big numbers in those bigger states are starting to consume resources that is going to, you know, make the supply even tighter up here as well.
Michaud says for now, testing for vacation and travel will likely take a backseat to medical testing. The Maine Department of Health and Human Services is hoping to dramatically expand testing capacity this summer through its partnership with IDEXX, with an eventual goal of ensuring that 90% of Maine residents can access testing within 30 minutes of their homes. But there's still an emphasis on those with symptoms, at higher risk, and special groups. And universal testing for all may not happen for some time. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.